Every one of us understand without a doubt that the radical Islamic terrorist and the radical Islamic terrorist supporters want to do away not only with the cross, the symbolism of it, but with the Christian. There is an all-out war, World War III, I don't know. Because over the generation after generation, there have always been enemies of the cross. Do you know when it began? At the beginning of the cross. You see, the cross was set up to symbolize evil. The cross is where people who were so vile that they were not allowed to live in a free society were placed. So therefore, when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came down for you and me, when he came down for you and me, then the only way the enemies of the cross could go against him was to focus that he was evil. Yet he never committed anything evil. So they judged him on his word. What do you know? That Jesus Christ even claimed to be God incarnate, the Son of the living God. And they said, that's blasphemy. Why? Because he went to the cross. And once he was put on the cross, then all the people looking at what the cross represents in that era, why, he's a criminal. He's no good. He's vile. He sinned against God, and he sinned against man. The very Son of God who came to bring peace saw the enemies of peace choose the cross as a negative. Do you know what should have been on that cross? Me and you. Do we understand that when God sets our soul afire, focusing on what the cross truly represents, then we see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, nailed to a tree because of us, on our behalf, taking not only our guilt, but our punishment, and all the time saying, I love you. It was that love of God incarnate in his Son, Jesus Christ, that the world hated. And the warnings went out right at the first generation church. The warnings were rampant. And the warnings were clear. Just like the Islamic terrorists said, remove the cross and the bearer of the cross, America. You know, when I first heard that on their statements, I'll have to admit, I got a smile on my face. I want to be called a defender of the cross. I'm a Christian. That cross, what that represents, happened to have been the key to our eternal life with Christ. Do you know, because of that cross, that God says, I see no sin in you. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What sins are you talking about? Paid for by the blood of the Lamb. I love you. And I've expressed my love to you by going to the cross. And on that cross, all your guilt is taken away. When you called on my name, you got it right. When you called on my name, you'll never be wrong. Because it is the name of Jesus. Take the cross out. Christians, there's nothing. You eliminate the gospel of Jesus Christ, what do you have? Everything. everybody going to hell. Anarchy. You have the ultimate power and viciousness of the human race. You want to know how vicious the human race can be with each other? Put a bunch of toddlers in a room and lock them in there for a while. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? They will steal the cookies, and they will, you watch them even punching each other out and going through all of this. You know, God said, let me show you what can happen if you are left on your own in this world to find me. And God let us see the toddlers. Said, that's what's going to happen. You see that? Without the peace that surpasses all understanding, you have chaos. Everyone out of control. But the enemies of the cross are enemies of the cross for their reason. Their reason is eliminate the cross, eliminate hope. Eliminate the blood of the Lamb. Eliminate salvation through Jesus Christ, the Almighty Lamb of Almighty God. And God said, give them this message. Philippians 3, verses 18 and 19. For there are many of whom I have already told you before and remind you again with a heavy heart, who live continually as enemies of the cross of Christ. Continually. If Christ did not exist, if there is no God, how come they continually fight against the cross and the God they say isn't there? Now tell me that makes sense. These people, listen to it. Maybe that's one of the reasons, folks, that I wasn't allowed to be on radio this morning. These people are doomed, headed for eternal judgment, because their God is their own desires. Listen to the religions of the world. They focus on their heaven, focusing on their sensual desires as human beings. I'm only going to be in this skin just a little bit longer. You see, you and I are spirits who have a body. Not a body that has a spirit. The real us, we are spiritual. And as I told in that funeral, so the kids would understand about the grandpa, I said, now here's what I want you to understand, kids. I know you love your grandpa. But I want you to just picture this body right here in the casket. And I want you to think about the astronauts. When the astronauts leave planet Earth, they have to get in their spacesuit so they can survive. Well, on planet Earth, your grandpa was in this human body, sort of like the astronauts. Well, he didn't need that suit any longer because he was going to be with his father in heaven next day. Funeral director calls. He's getting all sorts of calls. The kids went home and said that the preacher said that we're all astronauts. I had to laugh. I love that. The kids, at least they listened, didn't they? They were catching it. Okay. These people are doomed, headed for eternal judgment, because their God is their own desires. The things they take pride in should cause shame, right? I mean, what they do in abusing children and women, take no shame in it, that's an honor. The things they take pride in should cause shame. They care only for the things of this world. If your idea of heaven, or if you're not a Christian, another world or another something that you're going into, If that only relates to the human sensual desires, there's something wrong. Because you see, you're leaving that spacesuit. You're leaving that body that has all those sensual desires because you're spirit, a spirit that belongs to Jesus Christ. Now, those who deny Christ were given their spirit just like those who accept Christ were by Almighty God. God says, there's where you get all men are created equal. It deals with folks that the Spirit of God is in control and that all men can come to Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to think about it before you get too aggravated with me. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Everyone who goes to God the Father must come through Jesus Christ. There's only one way to Almighty God. There's only one way. That way's not Allah. That way's not Buddha. That way's not any other human being. That way is by the way of the cross, Jesus Christ. Only way to get to God the Father is to Jesus Christ. But there are many ways that Christ shows himself to man. Many ways. So people will say, well, no, I never did like Larry. I couldn't stand his preaching. I went. But, you know, he didn't say anything that really touched me. So God forgive him and me. It's not my fault because I'm going to hell. God says, I will have revealed myself to you. Don't you remember when I touched you? You're going to blame it on the preacher? You're going to blame it on the Sunday school teacher? Because you see, some of us are so ornery, preachers not, that we are not going to truly get out there and share the story of the cross. We don't want to look out of line. You think it really looks out of line from heaven's view? Where are you going to spend eternity here? You hope not, don't you? Man, whatever man touches, man taints. Man has messed up everything he's ever touched. God has been in the perfecting love business before time even began. So God says, look, you will stand before me without excuse. Balaam and the donkey. Every time I look at Brother Randy, I think about the donkey and go, the donkey that he's on. God uses the donkey to talk to him and chew him out. I'll get off that. When people focus on things of the world and look at heaven that way, and listen, folks, I'm talking about even the gold and stuff. If you read carefully, I do know what Scripture says. But the only thing precious that you and I can relate to are those jewels and that gold from the human standpoint, right? That's the only thing you and I can relate to as being that. Okay? God says that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it been revealed to the heart of man the greatness I have waiting for you. So that means it's better than anything that God has used to tell us about it. Because we cannot think heavenly when we're in a battle humanly. Do you not know there's war going on inside of us? How many times during the day do you have to battle or combat evil? And then how many times a day do you just decide, I don't want to fight this anymore. Okay, I'll sin. Think of that. Oh, I would never do that. Now you just sinned. That's a lie. Sure you do. That's the human existence. God says, I know your human pain. The only way that I can bless your life is to come and feel your life. So I'm coming. My son is me. When you've seen my son, you've seen me. Therefore, Jesus said, I have not spoken one word that did not come from my Father. And we get it? Because he was God incarnate. Still, the only face you're going to put on God is Jesus from the human standpoint. Enemies of the cross, they refuse to love the truth. Therefore, they will perish. You know, it's not gossip. It's not the lies that ever bothered me. It was the truth. So what you learn to do in life is said, this is the only way that chaplains or anybody else that's in the state level, whatever, say, you can never, ever bribe me. You can never, ever use something against me that I've done sinfully because I admit I'm a sinner. Christians, do you not admit that you're a sinner? Do we not understand that I'm going to heaven because of who Jesus is? Not because I've been so good? And not because that somebody tried to tell me, now preacher or Larry, here it is. Now you're saved. Here's how you got to act from now on. And I don't know why they told me that, because the whole family, none of them ever acted that way. And then I learn that we look at the folks who talk about being a Christian, we look at their lifestyle to see if it's any different than ours. Where'd Jesus go to preach? Out in a ditch of life. What was all the religious leaders all angry about? Jesus actually went to the common people. Well, I got news for you folks. I'm about as common as they come, and Jesus Christ saved my soul. And I must stand strong for the cross of Jesus Christ, because if you and I, if the church does not stand and say so, what do you expect the world to do? If we don't preach it, pretty soon you won't hear about it in the church. Oh, let's start another program here. Let's start another program there. Let's make our children happy so they can happily go to church and they can hear the word of God. I was a child once, many years ago. I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to sit still. Actually, I got to the point I didn't want to do anything any adult was telling me I needed to do. But I knew this. I was going to church. Now, I could snort and cry and do all the stuff that I wanted to. When my mother said, my dad was dead, when my mother said, you're going to church, I had enough sense then to know you don't want to talk back to that woman, because she can reach around and slap you and you don't even know she's there. And you don't talk back. Any of you ever have trouble trying to talk back to your parents in the old days? No, you knew better. Either that or you better be able to duck and run real quick. But God says, listen, you got to raise a child in the way that you go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. So that teaching, preaching that I received as a kid finally started catching on. See, the teaching and the preaching was right. The catching on part was me. You know, I know now what that means. Jesus, when I said yes to you, I didn't realize how much you loved me. Listen, folks, I have been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ for 40 years. 40 years. I'm still learning the meaning of that type of love. Would you have put up with yourself as long as God's put up with you? No. Now, we would have throw our arms up and say, I'm done. I'm through with you. Never again. Don't want anything to do with you. Do you know that because of that cross, Jesus Christ says, I will always have everything to do with you. I will always be there. You in a ditch of life, call on me. You hurting emotionally, call on me. You don't have to come confess to preach for one thing, don't. I don't want to hear it. You talk to God. You talk to your Savior. Well, I'll go talk to my best friend. Folks, the easiest way for you to lose a best friend is to tell them your deepest secrets. You hear me on that one? Do you know that Jesus Christ never repeats? Do you know I was never told to go to man? I've always been told to go to God. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, he opened the way for you and I to go directly to God the Father in prayer. Do you know that? That's why when we end our prayers, we say, in Jesus' name I pray. Meaning it is Jesus. Jesus on that cross is the one that gave us the right to go directly to God the Father. Jesus. And yet we're in a society and have been since the beginning. In a society that goes against the cross. They're enemies of the cross. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. Folks, we're living in the times. But you got to remember, the times, the end times began when Jesus Christ came incarnate 2,000 years ago. It was Jesus' coming that ushered in the end of days. You and I have no concept of time because in heaven there's no such thing as time. It's the day of the Lord. Will be the day of the Lord. What does that mean? When the Lord comes, the Lord's coming. But he also said, but everyone will see me. So don't you go off following people who do all of these counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. And in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. Meaning those who refuse to believe. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Individuals are convinced that the better they become, the closer to God they can walk. Folks, when I said yes to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, I got all the love from God that is possible. God loves me when I'm right. He loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me. Yeah, but what about your sinful life? Oh, now, all of a sudden, we Christians have decided you're right. I guess that Jesus went to the cross, but he didn't take care of all of it. So the last part of my salvation must be focused on what I do. What'd you do to get saved? Under conviction. If you're not under conviction by the Holy Spirit of God, and me or Brother Randy or Harry talk you into Christianity, what do you have? You just got talked into something somebody's going to talk you out of later. Salvation is of the Lord. That's what it means to lift the cross up instead of ourselves. We are servants and children of the Most High God who loved us so much. In order to seal his love in us to where we will be with him, his son, forever. He had to come and take our punishment. Look at himself as a criminal. But Jesus had no sin. There's plenty from us to go around. Do you realize the power that it took I don't. The power that it took for Jesus to stay on that cross. He had a way out. God told him. He had a way out. The scripture says he could have called legions of angels. But he said, I love you. And he starts looking in the future. And he hung on that cross. He saw me. He saw you. He saw your children. Sees your grandchildren. Only God knows the day and the hour of the return of his son. But folks, I don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. For his son has already come. And through his coming, you and I can be saved. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, I'm as saved as I'll ever be. And my whole human existence will be battling against the evils of the world and the enemies of the cross. Oh, you Christians think that you're all going to heaven. I don't think that. I know that. I read the book. But they won't read it. Criticizers of the gospel, but here's their problem. Even if they do read it, they're reading it with their mind, the human existence part. Salvation is of the Lord. You and I are spiritual. We're spiritual beings. You did hear in a song a while ago, or in the reading a while ago, that Jesus, after the resurrection, he ate. He was eating in a glorified body. Eating food that humans eat in a glorified body. A glorified body that would walk through doors when they were closed. Appear here and appear there. And he said, you're not looking at a ghost. He said that to them even on the water. Do ghosts eat? He said, I want you to know I'm real. And I went to that cross for you. And the world cries out today, get rid of the cross. See, it is not just the Islamic terrorist that's the enemies of the cross. Atheists are enemies of the cross. Many, many individuals, groups and all, are enemies of the cross. Do you really believe that the Ku Klux Klan really are serving our risen Savior? Really? They're serving themselves. And they burn the cross? That symbolism just really, really bothers me, but not as much as the people who do it. You know, I don't know whether y'all noticed or not, but I'm white. And I never asked to be born. I never got to pick my color. I did get to choose to go in the Marine Corps. But I didn't get to pick my color. I want us to know something. And here it is. It's the final scripture. It won't be the final statement during the focus of Set My Soul Afire, but I want you to listen to this carefully. The enemies of the cross are among the faithful. Listen to me. The enemies of the cross are among the faithful. 1 John 2:17-19. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. You all have heard me say it many times. Children pick up on it. Again, I noticed that Satan beats every one of us to church. But folks, there are a lot of folk who are members of churches that do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Salvation is in the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation's not in the church that you belong to. We are Christians. And remember this. Any Christian denomination is Christian. Just because you have your Pentecostal brethren, your Catholic brethren, or Presbyterian, whoever, the Christian faith focuses on who Jesus Christ is. Now, in understanding that, you and I stand for the cross. Do you remember that Jesus got a question from his disciples? Said, that guy over there, Lord, he's preaching in your name, but he is not a part of us. You know, our little group, he's not there. Probably because Jesus' disciples were so stuck up half the time, nobody wanted to join. They're afraid of them. It's like going into a Baptist church sometime. But here's what went on. Jesus said, let them alone. Those who speak for us cannot be against us. You hear it? I don't know what God has called anybody in here to do. But I do know this. That when we say yes to Jesus Christ, that is a badge of honor that Christ pins to us. He said, I give you life. And I give you that life more abundantly. Abundance of life. And as you age, you'll understand this. Has nothing to do with the wealth of the world. To have life more abundant is to be able to walk in this world, in this human condition, with peace of mind. It's the peace. Oh, folks, a real wealthy friend of mine a few years ago, and he had everything. He didn't even know what he had. That's how bad it was. But he said to me, we were at a conference, and he said to me, Larry, this right after I was called to preach, Larry, I'd give anything to have what you have. And I said, Bob, no, you won't. All you have to say is, Jesus, save me. I just can't do that. I said, then that's your choice. You wouldn't give everything to have. You see, folks, you can't buy salvation. If Christianity was a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. I think that's called religion. Think of it. Jesus says, whosoever will, want you come. Peace of mind is worth more than all the gold and wealth of this world you'll ever have. Peace of knowing something. And here's something that brings me the ultimate peace, to where no longer will I stand and proclaim the gospel with any kind of fear. I know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. All the bumps and bruises of life, all my cases of the stupids, all the foolishness, I'm leaving that pretty soon. I'm going to get to step out of this spacesuit body, and I'm going to be with my Lord, and it happened to be my Father in heaven who let us know, your sins I have put as far as the east is from the west. What sins you talking about? For the blood of my Son covers them. Yep. I'm not going to say, Lord, I had to preach your Lord. I did it, Lord. You know, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for it for me. If I don't see you all next Sunday, I'll see you later. Let's pray. Father, praise your name, dear Lord God, for such love. Praise you, Father, that you will wake us up, that we might witness the evil of those who are enemies of the cross, those who want to take power or take control of others. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give us that freedom call as you touch each individual that's listening. For those, Father, that we're preaching to in other countries today, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will touch their life as they listen to a message, Father, from your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive and that you, Heavenly Father, will reach down and bring them under conviction that one day we will call each other brothers and sisters through the blood of your Son. Ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.